Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 80. This episode is brought to you by... As entrepreneurs, we all face the battle of finding funds to grow our business and also to pay for daily expenses. That is where Capital One comes in. Capital One will provide you with a business credit card where you can use it to keep all your business expenses in one place and also to build your business credit. Apply today. The link is in the bio. Are you wondering how to get your kids ready for school? I know every year parents encounter this issue. How do I get the kids from that summer routine to the school year routine? And we all need that help because over the summer, we are lackadaisical. We are just kind of doing our thing and we don't realize that we are eroding whatever routine that we may have put in place for the school year. So in this episode, I will share with you a few tips that you can utilize to bring the kids back on track and get them ready to have a very successful school year. Are you ready? Grab your pen, your paper, and lime water, and let's get started. Did your kids start school already? I know wherever you are in the country or outside of the country, maybe you have started, your kids have started school, maybe not. I know over here, I have the three kids that are still in high school, and two of them started their classes this week. They are going to a collegiate high school, so they start a week earlier than the regular high schools. So I've been to the orientation, parent night, and also the expectations have been set for them to really tackle the year and be prepared for a successful year. But the problem is, for the entire summer, pretty much the routine has been a little different, right? I mean, it's more like entertainment, playing video games, and waking up at all sorts of hours during the week, and going out with friends. And yeah, I have to say, my son did take a few classes over the summer, but compared to a high school schedule, it was really just a few hours, and he was taking them online. So it was very flexible. It didn't really deter him from his video games. So, but when we start the school year, kids have to know that this kind of routine is not acceptable during the school year. How do we get them back on track? And to tell you the truth, that preparation should have been done maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago, right? Where we actually follow the schedule that we usually follow during the school year so that they can get acclimated to the time that they would have to get up and time they would have to spend at school and then, you know, all the activities that comes with it. So I really commend my kids. I'm very proud of them because even over the summer, they kept a schedule. They are athletes. They're doing cross country, track, and soccer, and they had a summer practice. But they still had some flexibility in terms of when to go to sleep and when to get up. I would definitely recommend the easing away from the summer attitude and routine. Okay, even though you probably didn't, you know, think about what you've been doing over the summer as a routine, but if you do it so many times, it becomes that. And your body got used to it, and the kid's body got used to it, and now they have to retrain themselves to get up earlier and to pay attention a lot better. All of that is important. So you will need to start tweaking the sleeping schedule, okay? There's a time to go to bed, and there's a time to get up. And the time to get up is really dictated by when you start school. My youngest, she starts school. She has to be in class by 7 a.m. So she has to get up by 5:30 to get ready, eat something if she wants to, and get ready to go, right? So she sleeps. She's expected to be in bed by 9:30 and 10 the latest. And she's a sleepyhead, so she may need a little bit more than that. So I tell her she has to really plan for it because she will be getting up at 5:30. All right, so sleeping schedule is important because it allows them to get the proper rest. If you don't get enough sleep, you won't be able to concentrate. You don't want to be sleeping in class. You don't want to be having a crankiness with students and the teachers. So all of that is important. Sleep is really the foundation of everything. Once you're rested, your mind is rested, your body is rested, you are ready to tackle almost anything. And of course, study habits, study and homework schedule. Yes, there's a time. Okay, I mean, they come home, they eat something, and then they get to work before they even try to, as a matter of fact, they don't even touch video games during the work week. And plus, they are so busy anyway, they don't really have time, much time for that. Extracurricular activities, if your kids are involved in extracurricular activities, then that's an extra step that you have to take because they are spending time away from home and away from their homework. And one thing I forgot to mention about the study and the homework, you know, I mean, I believe I have wonderful kids and more or less they do a wonderful job with their grades and they keep up with their assignments. But like I've been told this week by the guidance counselors, trust but verify, okay? Because maybe your kids have a different timetable as to when they should catch up with their assignments. And perhaps if you see it a little earlier, you might be able to encourage them to get it done faster. It's not that you don't trust them. You do trust them. But if you verify, you can actually move them on a little faster. And with my kids, I really verify maybe the last 3 weeks before school is over. And because I trust them and they know what's expected and what's expected of them too, because they've been doing it for a while. They know that I expect good grades and they expect it from themselves as well. So they know they have to keep the grades up. But sometimes, yeah, I'd be looking at the grade book and I'm like, what is this? And I can, of course, use that as a point of conversation. Talk to them. What's going on in this class? Why do you have a C in this class? What do you need to do? What do you need to catch up with? Do you need any help? And they would tell me, Mom, don't worry about it. I have it under control and I will catch up. I'll get all my work done by this and that. And then I'll leave them to it. And then maybe once a week, I would check to make sure that they are getting it done. And then, of course, asking them periodically, how's it going? So that they know that I'm on top of it as well. All right. And I know with my children, extracurricular activities is a huge thing for us because the kids are pretty much out there every day. So if they don't have good time management skills, it's going to be easy for them to fall behind. But they know that being in extracurricular activities is contingent upon them keeping their grades up. All right. And having said that, that's a lot of work. Okay. That they will have to transition from their vacation to this. So it's going to be, there's going to be a little resistance. There's going to be a little tiredness, a little boredom, whatever you call it, because it's not like the kids love school. They just do it because they have to, right? That's why you have to.
This episode is brought to you by. Do you want to build a mailing list? What about create a course? What about build a membership? However, you don't want to pay thousands of dollars to do that. You want to do it at a reasonable price. Well, Podia can help. Podia allows you to do all of these things and more for a fraction of what the competitor is asking. Sign up for Podia today and let's get your course created. Let's get your mailing list built and let's get your membership going right now. Without our sponsors, this show will not be possible. Please go to the show note and click on the link so you can get started with Capital One, Canva, or Podia. You have to schedule some play time. It's important for them to know when they can, you know, relax a little bit, when they can play a game with their friends or go out to a movie with their friends or do something that will take their mind off the work, the constant work that they are doing. All right, because if you always restricting them from doing things or spending time with their friends, then that might take away from their motivation to actually get the work done. All right, so that was all under ease away from the summer attitude and routine. And now that my second point is create an open relationship with your children. I like that. I know that that doesn't mean they will tell you everything, but I think they will tell you enough so you know what's going on in their lives, so you know what's going on in their classes, so you know what they are enjoying, so you know what their challenges are, so you know if there's anything that you have to do on your part to make sure that they are okay. And as you know, with pandemic, we've been in a pandemic for so long, and mental health has been at the core of that. So many kids, so many young people are suffering from mental illness right now. So it's important for you to really make it a priority to talk to your children, to get to know them, to be concerned about what they're concerned with, to hear them, to be interested in their lives and not be too busy and too tired to really, not pay attention to what's going on. So create an open relationship with them so that if there is a mental health crisis, if there is something going on with them or their friends, you know, and you can provide some assistance. And kids need to know that they can talk to you about anything, whether or not you will agree or disagree, whether or not you will like it or not, whether or not you will approve it or not. All right, because that's where the safety comes in. If they don't feel safe talking to you, they feel like they're gonna get punished for saying something to you, then they will keep it a secret. If they feel like you will get angry and start shouting and yelling and screaming and, you know, they will keep it to themselves. Because so many kids have shared that, you know, the parents want them to talk to them, but when they do talk to the parents get angry because they happen to share something that the parents disapprove of. So even though you disapprove, you can say you disapprove, but in an adult way, right? In an understanding way, saying, well, thank you for sharing this with me, but you know that I don't agree with this, right? Create a way so that when there is something else that comes up, they can come to you even though you don't agree. And I'm sure you both can find a mutual solution to whatever's going on. Because if you really help them with this situation, with this thing that you don't agree with or you disapprove of, because they felt like they could come to you, then they will bring the next thing to you. I would rather my kids come to me and tell me something that I don't like or that I don't approve of, then for me to hear it somewhere else, or for an administrator to call me, and tell me this is what's happening with my kid. All right, because I failed to notice, I failed to be open, I failed to understand that this is a different time and kids are going through different things. They are going through things that we never had to go through. So we have to be open-minded, we have to be understanding, and we have to really be a safe space for them to come to, whatever they may be experiencing. All right, third. Oh, yes, pray over your children and pray with your children. I like to remind my children that I look up to a higher power. And that it is not me all the time that is solving problems on my own, but it is God solving problems through me. It is God who is empowering me, who is inspiring me, who is strengthening me in order for me to resolve conflicts, challenges and to go through obstacles that may come my way. So I share that with them because I want them to be able to have that source of power as well. The source of power for them to call onto when they need. Because I always tell them, hey, they talk to me about it, but I always say, pray. All right? Pray. It's amazing because my son had to take his PERT math test recently. And if you don't know anything about PERT, PERT is the college kind of entrance or ready test kids have to take in order for them to take dual enrollment in high school or to take college classes at the at the state college or local university or community college around here. And for some reason, there's like three parts of the test. There's writing and there's reading and there's math. He has been challenged, mind you, with that test. He has taken it several times and he has come so close. And it was just recently, okay, this week, earlier this week, that he happened to pass it. And he was telling me how he was praying throughout the test because he said he felt like this was the hardest PERT math test he has ever taken because even from the very beginning, he was challenged. And he's like, oh my gosh, this test is coming to kill me. So I keep telling him, hey, if you stumble upon a question you don't know, pray. Ask God for help. He will help you. And guess what? He was praying on every single question. Because it was so difficult for him. But I love that because I gave him, you know, I help him to really recognize that there is a higher power. Even when I'm not around, even when I cannot help him, he can call out to God. He can call out for help. And he did, and he passed. And I was so thrilled because now his life will be a whole lot easier. So yes, I think make prayer a daily part of your life, a daily part of praying for your children, for your family, for the administrators and teachers, for the other kids to hang around with, for the drivers on the road. I mean, for everything, the bus drivers, you know, all of that. I mean, when our kids step out of the house and now my kids are driving, oh my gosh. I have to pray for God's protection on them every single minute. And I'd be looking crazy out there. I'd be walking and running my mouth and people might think I'm crazy, but I'm praying or talking to God or talking to myself. Sometimes I do find that refreshing as well. So I hope this help you to really think about how will you be preparing your kids for a successful school year. What is it in your routine or in your family communication or in the way that you guys handle different issues that come up throughout the year that you can work on to make it easier for your kids to come to you, to talk about it, and to actually find a solution? Well, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, a parent, or somebody you think who might benefit from it. And while you are doing that, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review and a 5-star and a 5-star rating. That is very important to us as we try to grow this podcast and help other people find that same information to encourage them and to strengthen them to really go after the life that they really want. Until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable and anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time.